It's no secret that Hawaii's jails and prisons are overcrowded. Our state has 4 prisons and 4 jails, which house an estimated 4,100 inmates. The facilities were designed to hold only about 2,500.
The answer is not building more capacity, because if we continue down that path, all we're going to do is build a bigger jail, and then 10, 20 years down the road, it's going to be full, and we're going to have the same conversation.
Carrie Ann Shirota heads up the Hawaii Justice Coalition. The group is petitioning the state to kill its plan to build a new jail and instead invest in criminal justice reform.
If we invest in reform, it's going to benefit the entire community. It's going to save us money. It can also reduce recidivism rates.
Shirota says reform starts at the front end of the criminal justice system.
Decriminalization. We charge people with so many offenses that were not offensive in the past. It didn't end you up in or being arrested in jail, diversion. We also should have more community-based health programs, mental health, substance abuse. I mean, why is it that there's no wait lists for jails and prisons, but there's a wait list to get into substance abuse treatment?
She says reforms were key in reducing incarcerated populations in states like California, New York, and New Jersey. In California alone, the incarcerated population was cut by nearly 40,000.
They accomplished this in a matter of 6 years. If you look at the current proposal on the table, they're looking to build this new giant facility for 1,000 plus beds 6 to 7 years from now. So that doesn't absolutely nothing to address overcrowding now.
Last November, Governor David Ige announced the completion of a draft environmental study on the state's largest jail, the Oahu Community Correctional Center, or OCCC.
The draft environmental impact statement identifies the animal quarantine station in Halawa as the preferred site for a new efficient, cost-effective facility.
It currently costs the state $67.3 million a year to house an estimated 1,200 inmates at OCCC. That's more than twice its capacity. Shirota says a big part of that overcrowding is caused by what is known as the pre-trial population.
So meaning they've been accused, but they've never had their day in court. Many other states have either eliminated or reformed bail, and so they are not risk to the community. They can be in the community. 60%, about 60% of the, quote, incarcerated persons at OCCC are pre-trial.
And reducing that population could mean overcrowding relief at OCCC. The deadline for comments on the state's draft EIS is next Monday, January 8th. Kuvei Hiraishi, HPR News.